We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I know you're a big fan of The Shop, right?
The Shop.
The LeBron James show on HBO.
Oh, God. No.
Well.
I saw the first episode. I did see the first episode.
What'd you think?
The first one was like back in the summer.
Was it?
Like in August.
Yeah, I mean, just what you're thinking with LeBron James sitting in a barbershop, John Stewart there, you know?
Right. I think I saw it like Candace Parker or somebody was there. Draymond was on it with him. That's the one I saw.
I just saw
a... Yeah, that was a bunch of nothing.
A clip.
It was the reason why I only seen the first one.
Well, Bron has some people coming on his next episode.
Oh.
Anthony Davis. And Antonio Brown, your boy.
This is tampering? What the hell? I'm assuming these were taped in the summer. No?
No.
Well, he can't be doing these now, is he?
I am reading on the big lead right now. It says that the Shop returns to HBO on March 1st. They'll have the two stars pushing the change teams of Anthony Davis and Antonio Brown. Oh, Meek Mill, 2 Chainz, and Jamie Foxx will also be on the episode.
Oh, that's one I don't want to miss right there. We got Meek in there. We got Meek, 2 Chainz. Okay. No, I'm good.
I mean, it's...
Yeah, Antonio Brown's in that group, too?
Yeah, oh, yeah. I really want him now. Like, I changed my mind on Antonio Brown. Give him to me now.
Yeah, I'll change my mind on Antonio Brown.
He'll probably be wearing a fur coat
showing
up there.
Oh, that's for sure. Definitely had a fur coat on.
Hey, can we hear a little Antonio? Do you have Antonio with the Instagram stuff? Oh, because after hearing this, I mean, for all the people that were yelling and screaming at me, calling me an idiot last week, because I said I wouldn't want Antonio Brown at all on the Eagles. Mm-hmm. But this is the latest from Antonio. Here it is.
If your team got guaranteed money, tell them call me. AB can't do no more guarantees. So we clear. I want y'all to be clear and understand something. This is not a game, people.
Yep. That's your next wide receiver, Ike.
That dude's a nut, man.
By the way, he was working out, and he's in great shape.
Yeah.
It's fair that I have to say that, at least.
Yeah, we got guaranteed money, or we can create some.
All right, so Jason Lockenfor is coming up at 4:15, and he yesterday, I think it was just a tweet that he put out there, but talking to some people and wondering who's going to be in on Le'Veon Bell, because Le'Veon Bell is now a free agent. You don't have to worry about a trade or whatever. He mentioned the Eagles is one of the teams he expects to be in on Le'Veon Bell.
Mm-hmm.
Le'Veon Bell, I would take Le'Veon Bell long before I would take Antonio Brown.
Mm-hmm.
I would. I think it's going to be difficult with how much money he's going to want, how much money he's going to get, but I'm certainly in on Le'Veon Bell, and I think Howie can get it done. Right? But Antonio Brown, I think it'd be easier to get done. You just have to give up a draft pick and then maybe some. So ESPN.com today, they do these articles where one of their writers talks to some league executives. You have assistant coaches, GMs, pro personnel people from around the league, agents, and they said, where do you think Antonio Brown's going to go?
Mm-hmm.
And the Eagles were mentioned as one of the teams. I think they gave four teams that Antonio Brown, it would make sense for the Eagles to go after Antonio Brown. And I saw somewhere they said a second-round pick and a player like Nelson Agholor, like you said last mm-hmm. week, would make sense.
Yeah.
So are you still – you're yeah. still
– I'd do it in a heartbeat.
All in.
In a heartbeat. Antonio, Alshon, Zach Ertz. Oh, yeah, I'd do it in a heartbeat. Dallas Goedert. We need a running back. Find us a running back somewhere. Yeah, I'd do it in a heartbeat.
Now, Ben Livingston was off last week when we talked about this, but he's a Pittsburgh native.
Mm-hmm.
Or no, he lived in Pittsburgh. Antonio Brown, bad guy. I mean, I know he's not a good guy, but is it something you can deal with for a couple years and not have the shrapnel of them?
So based on what I experienced in Pittsburgh with both these guys and their personalities and how they perform, this is my prediction for both of them. I think if you trade for AB, you will get kind of like T.O., you'll get 1.5, 2, maybe 3 years of really unbelievable football out of him, and then he will lose his mind again. So I think, A.B., you get 2 years. Le'Veon, I wouldn't trust at all. Le'Veon has had so many issues. He has so many attitude issues. His weight, he had to lose a lot of weight to play in the Steelers system, and now it seems like even though he's not out of shape, he's gained some of that weight back. So I don't know if he's going to be the same running back.
260, according to people.
I don't trust him to be the same running back. I'm not saying he's going to be bad, but for what he's going to cost, I wouldn't touch Le'Veon Bell at all. I trust Antonio Brown, at least football-wise, to do what you're paying him
for. You may get, coming off a year where he's fresh because they didn't play, you may get a career year out of Le'Veon Bell in 2019.
If used properly.
Yeah.
You go to New York, you got no passing game, you load the box on him, well, we'll see how he looks in New York.
With Darnold as his quarterback.
With Sam Darnold as his quarterback.
If he came to the Eagles, he may put up
great.
A historic year.
Yeah, he'd be great here.
I'm in. Antonio Brown, I have not changed. Unlike with Bryce Harper, where I've kind of went, well, I like him. Or no, Antonio Brown, that's the video. I mean, maybe
if the Eagles were to get Antonio Brown, they would steal the offseason.
They would steal it?
Steal it. Imagine Antonio Brown signing with the Eagles.
Please, no.
Paired with Carson Wentz.
Please, no.
Alshon on the other side. Woo-wee! Mm-hmm.
Yep, and then he doesn't get 180 targets like he gets in Pittsburgh, and he's going crazy, and there's more issues in the locker room, right? Right. Let me tell you how he was unhappy in Pittsburgh. He had more targets than anybody in the NFL.
Let me ask you this.
Yes.
What guy on this team you would want to throw the ball to other than Antonio Brown?
I don't want to throw it to Antonio Brown.
Well, I'm just asking you. So you would rather throw it to the other guys than Antonio Brown?
Yep. Oh, okay. I would. Yeah, I would.
How about these Twitter results so far? I'm surprised by this. I thought it would be
Antonio Brown.
So the question is, who would you rather see the Eagles pick up? Le'Veon Bell, Antonio Brown, or neither?
Mm-hmm.
62% say Le'Veon Bell.
Wow,
9%
really?
Antonio Brown, 29% neither.
Wow.
So nobody wants Antonio Brown, it seems.
I'm going to retweet this.
He's not doing himself any favors right now.
But I at least he's know he's going to play favors. Well.
Yeah, I do too. He plays with an attitude.
He's a great player.
He's a Hall of Fame player. He plays with an attitude. He has swagger to him. Does he have a little cockiness? Yeah. Are you going to deal with some? Are you going to deal with some diva attitude? Sure you are.
Yeah.
How is that any different than what you're dealing with now?
Oh, please.
You know what the difference is?
What?
This guy's actually worth it. He actually puts up Hall of Fame numbers.
There's nobody worth it.
He actually puts up Hall of Fame numbers.
Yeah.
Instead of having some guys with the numbers that were on these guys this year, you know, being divas and complaining about not getting balls.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, just the new Instagram video is exactly why I don't want him. The fact that he's got to go on Bronze Show. He's going to be going out there to do his Antonio Brown act. I don't need that on my football team, and none of these guys want that. Right, nobody in that locker room wants Antonio Brown around doing that, causing a distraction. 888-729-9494. I'll take Le'Veon.
Yeah.
Okay. Why are you laughing at me?
I don't know.
No, I mean you for whatever reason you think that the talent of Antonio Brown and guess what? There's a lot of people out there that believe this. The talent of Antonio Brown.
I know. I'm not in the minority,
Is worth anything else that he brings to the table. It's worth the talent to bring him in here, and you'll deal with whatever else comes with it, right?
You know who else?
I don't believe that.
You know who else thought he was worth it?
Who?
The Pittsburgh Steelers. Why do you think Arone went to talk to him? To hug him and tell him goodbye?
Well, I mean, that was embarrassing that he did that, by the way.
But he did it, though, didn't he?
Okay. Right, but what does that mean?
My point is that every team in the league is going to be willing to put up with him.
Nope.
I guarantee you they will. It's about the price you're paying. I guarantee you they will. Just like the guy he's done the stuff to went to Miami to try to talk him into coming back.
Second round pick.
Antonio Brown doesn't want to go back to Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh, they went to him to meet with him to try to get him to come back. No, he doesn't want to come back.
Second round pick.
Oh, by the way, you know why he doesn't want to come back?
Why?
Why you keep talking about Antonio
the quarterback.
Brown? Yeah, exactly.
The quarterback.
Exactly.
He's let everybody know about that.
Exactly.
Believe me. Okay.
He let everybody know. The GM let everybody know.
The GM let everybody know
that Big Ben can do whatever he wants to do, call out players and everything else.
That GM's an idiot.
But that's what he said.
But what I'm saying is get used to it, because this is what Antonio's going to do. He's going to be on Twitter. He's going to be on Instagram. That's what he does.
Okay.
He's going to be causing distractions. He's going to be ticking teammates off. He's going to be doing whatever he wants to do. Dude, whatever he wants to do, Antonio does.
I didn't hear one teammate come out against Antonio Brown.
I didn't hear any teammate come out against anybody.
Well, because they still play for the Steelers. So to come out and support Antonio Brown means you are not supporting the Steelers.
Hmm.
No, Big Ben's the problem there.
I'm not a Big Ben fan.
Antonio Brown's the only one that'll call him out on it. The rest of those players probably feel the same way about Big Ben.
So Le'Veon, Antonio, or neither? At Mark's Reese WIP, that's the Twitter question of the day, brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. If you're looking for the perfect engagement ring, make it remarkable at Mark's Jewelers on Route 309 in Montgomeryville or online at marks-jewelers.com. Jason Lockenfour is coming up at 4:15, and we'll get the latest on him. Because you know what he does? He spends time talking and texting with guys around the league, GMs, agents. So he gets a really good idea of who's interested, what the other GMs are being like. Who else is going to be in on Le'Veon? What teams are going to be interested in because you know Howie's in stealth mode. He didn't say anything to anybody.
Yeah, that's how I know something big's coming.
You think so?
Oh, yeah.
Ben, do you think something big's coming too? Is this not just a regular, like, well, we're going to re-sign this guy or bring Brandon back? Something big's coming.
No, something big's coming.
Ben?
See, I can't believe that for the reason of the cap space, but...
cap space.
No, like,
players.
I can't believe it, but the thing with them that I've learned is that when something needs to happen, they make it happen. Like, they are in a team that's going to say, well, like, the cap space, if they think Antonio Brown is going to change this team, they're going to make the move. And that's the one thing that gives me pause is, if this is the right move to make, they're going to make it. He's not going to say, oh, I'm too much cap. No, he's going to do the deal.
And that's
Trader Howie.
That's a position that would instantly upgrade the offense. It helps out the entire offense. It opens up everything. That's one of the problems with the offense last year, is that you didn't really have anybody that can create space for the rest of the offense to work, for the running game to work.
Well, there wasn't a home run hitter on the team.
Yeah, that's what Antonio Brown's going to bring, having him in the lineup. You always have to know where he's at.
Let's go to Dave in Wilmington, Delaware. Hi, Dave.
Hey, let me take y'all speakerphone real quick.
All right.
I agree 100% with Ike.
Mm-hmm.
Antonio Brown's going to take the top off of every defense we play against. And just picture for a second Antonio Brown running up the sideline, taking the top off. You got Alshon going, you know, mid to deep range.
Mm-hmm.
And if we get rid of Nelson Aguilar, you got Jordan Matthews in the slot all day. And then you still got Zach Ertz and Dallas Goedert.
Right. Yeah, I mean,
unstoppable wide receiver core right there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'd rather have Jordan Matthews in there at the price he's going to cost you and upgrade with Antonio Brown.
Hey Dave, what about the kind of guy he is? That doesn't matter to you?
Again, like Ben said, we'll get him for 2 good years, and that brings us 2 Super Bowls, does it matter what kind of a guy he is?
Plus, it brings you no Super Bowls.
Well, we took a shot. Well,
we took a shot, exactly. Good. Just like I said, we took a shot.
Okay. All right.
They're not going to let Antonio Brown ruin the team.
All right.
He's not coming in here as a free agent.
Okay.
He's coming in here at a disadvantage. And if you structure the contract right, give him a little money to make him happy,
mm-hmm.
structure the contract right, and you really look at it from a 3 to 4 year window. That's all you need him for is 3 to 4 years.
Well, I mean, I guess.
Because Alshon is getting slower. He's not getting faster.
No, he's not.
He's not getting fast.
No,
and speaking of injury prone, Alshon broke a rib. Did that cause him to drop that ball the last play of the game?
Maybe.
I don't know. I just know he had a broken rib, right?
That's
coming off a torn rotator cuff, surgery, and everything else, and hamstrings. We never call him injury prone. But there's a lot of injuries that come along with having Alshon.
He is injury prone.
I'm just saying, we never call him injury prone.
All right, he's injury prone.
My point is this, is that he's getting older, and you don't have anything better in the stable. You don't have a receiver that's better than Alshon in your stable.
Right, I know.
He's getting older.
I mean, the locker room's so great right now. I mean, I can understand how bringing in a guy like Antonio Brown wouldn't be an issue because the locker room was so tight this year.
We had a blip in our locker room because they were losing. Guys had an easy out to blame it on somebody. You're not going to have that. You're not going to have that. There is no Nick Foles next year.
Yeah, but how can you be sure?
I can't be sure anything. No
okay.
way. It's the same way you can't
okay,
be sure.
Okay, but here's what I can be sure of. Here's what I'm sure of. Last year, there was an issue in that locker room. It wasn't strong enough. It wasn't strong enough to what
Why
happened.
Not? Same leaders are here. The same leaders that won you the Super Bowl. Why wasn't it strong enough?
Because they weren't winning games.
But no, I'm asking, why wasn't the leadership strong enough? You had the same leaders on the team.
Because they won games, and that's what it was about. It wasn't about the leadership. The leadership wasn't necessarily strong. They were winning games.
So as long as they win games, everything will be okay.
Right, and if they don't, then you're going to have continue to have the same thing. Instead of building your team from the inside out, you're trying to bring in guys from the outside in.
They didn't win the Super Bowl building the team from inside out.
Marks and Reese, we are back at Marks Reese WIP. Who would you rather see the Eagles pick up? Le'Veon, Antonio Brown, or neither? Neither is leading Antonio Brown. It's weird. Every phone call we get, they want Antonio Brown. On Twitter, less people want Antonio Brown.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody wants Le'Veon. I believe that Le'Veon's running back's a bigger need for me, for this team.
Of course.
So you agree with that?
Yeah, I would agree with that.
Okay. So I guess all else being equal, more people would say Le'Veon, but here's the thing. All else isn't equal.
Right.
Because Le'Veon's
going to cost you a lot of money.
Going to cost you more money,
yes.
But Antonio's going to cost draft picks and maybe a player.
Yeah. And probably money in the end. Because you're going to give
him. You got to make him happy.
Or else he will act crazy.
He's already talking about no guaranteed money. Right. He's only playing for cash. So if you think you're bringing him in.
Which means he won't show up and without a new deal.
No. You have to be prepared to give him a contract if you're signing.
Or
don't even try.
Yep.
Let's go to Sean, West Philly. What do you think, Sean? How are you?
Hey, how you doing? Iker, no, Mark.
Yo. What up, Sean?
I just want to let you know I appreciate you listening to you guys coming from work, man. It's a pleasure. First of all, I wanted to say, Mark, were you around?
Marks.
I'm sorry. Were you around years ago when we didn't have good receivers? We had Topps, Pinkston, and James Thrash.
Well, what do you mean? Was I working on the radio when we had Thrash and Pinkston? I was not on the radio. I was a fan.
Mike Reese would have a ring on his finger right now if he would have had a receiver back then. And I'm 34 years old. I went through all that watching Ike. I'm a big fan of Ike.
Mm-hmm.
And
they got one though, right? They got a receiver, right?
Yeah, but if you think about it, we got one when we finally got a receiver, right?
Oh,
yeah, we did need Alshon.
Now I understand that he might bring in negativity to the locker room, but we're not paying these guys to come in to have like I heard somebody mention about a date. We're not dating these guys. We want a championship. You know what I mean? And I believe if AB comes over here, we're going back to the Super Bowl.
Yes, sir.
Just like that.
One more thing.
Mm-hmm.
I know I said it again. Ike was a great player. He would have had a ring on his finger right now if they would have had a receiver for us. I know T.O. got am I not mistaken? Well, were you on that? You were on that team?
Oh,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm still having nightmares from that game because not only did we get cheated and we just didn't have a receiver before T.O. came. So now. Mm-hmm. I gets me mad because I'm 34 years old. I went through this since I was a kid watching Randall Cunningham and all them, and the Eagles never really spent money on a top wide receiver
won.
We need AB.
They just won a Super Bowl without Antonio Brown.
Yeah, but my point is we finally got a Super Bowl when we did get a receiver. So we need.
But so then you already had a receiver. You don't need another one. Listen, Alshon Jeffrey is a nice receiver. He's not a top receiver. He's not a diva receiver. That guy.
Well, here's the other thing. You're going to have to. The problem for the Eagles, and this is why when I heard that they could be in on Antonio Brown, I got excited. And this is why I brought it up originally when AB basically said goodbye to the Steelers. I just wish he'd just shut the hell up right now because it makes a harder case for me to defend. And bringing him when even I didn't like the last Instagram thing. I could have dealt without the whole guaranteed money nonsense. I could have dealt without that just because I just needed to be quiet.
No, you're right.
Yeah, I just needed to be quiet. You know what I mean? Like, he isn't breaking a law or anything. I just don't want to hear about him anymore right
him
now.
Him being what he's doing right now where he's very public and everything he's saying, if he just shut up, people like me would be like, oh, yeah, no, he's fine. He's willing to play ball. He's not going to be a distraction. No, he's going to be a distraction. Well, it's just whether or not you feel like that you can deal with it and your locker room can deal with it. And that's where I run into an issue.
See, and here's where I don't have a problem with him coming on board because I think losing did contribute to whatever friction was there this year. I think, and when I say losing, everything that it entailed, meaning defending champions, we as fans, we wanted answers, and we didn't go through a grace period for a year where we're like, oh, they just won the Super Bowl, so we don't care about the results. So when the team isn't playing well, and these players have to be on social media and fans coming at guys from different angles, now guys are starting to point fingers, or are they certainly trying to absolve themselves from being part of the reason why the team isn't winning? When the reality is you guys went on a victory tour all season. That's the real reality. That's the real reality, and your quarterback was injured, and he couldn't save the day. That's the reality of the situation. That's the reality of the situation. You didn't come into the season prepared and ready to go when the season began. And it took you 6-7 weeks to want to start getting it going, right? Like, that's the real reason why they didn't win. That's why you don't get very many repeat champions.
Mm-hmm.
Because these dudes, and rightfully so, they went on a victory tour in the offseason.
Mm-hmm.
Even the Super Bowl MVP.
Mm-hmm.
The Super Bowl MVP didn't start the season off like he was locked in and ready to go. No, he was writing books and doing tours. We promoted it on this show.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the reason why the team.
With Ellen. Oh, I love
well,
that.
Well, I'm just saying that's the reason why the team struggled early this year. That's really the reason.
They weren't ready to play.
They weren't ready to play. So what I'm doing is I'm assuming that no one gets their underwear in a bunch if the team were to trade for AB. And you know who I'm talking about, getting their underwear in a bunch and realize the benefit of having him here. It's a newfound excitement. It's a newfound energy that's going to be around the team. And when this team is winning, everybody's going to roll. You know why they were able to bring in Jay Ajayi last year, even though they were 8-1? They were 8-1.
Mm-hmm.
You think when they traded for Jay Ajayi, LeGarrette Blount didn't say, what y'all doing?
Well, when there was all the Le'Veon Bell talk this year, all of them were saying that.
I'm just saying, this year they won the Super Bowl, they were able to trade for a guy and bring him in here, and it wasn't an issue because they were winning. My only point is, when the team is winning, everyone will be. You know when AB became a problem? When it looked like Pittsburgh wasn't going to make the playoffs. You know what? When Pittsburgh was 6-2 and they had just crushed Carolina on Thursday night, AB wasn't a problem then.
Yeah, but so you're inviting a guy into the locker room that's already shown that when you don't win games, then maybe
that's every locker room, John. That's most locker rooms.
To where they're talking to reporters and stuff's coming out. Okay,
yes.
But now you got a bona fide guy that won't even go to a reporter. He'll just say it on Instagram, right?
Like I said, it didn't matter. Somebody did it last year. I mean, somebody just did it this past year. I'm just telling you is that when teams are losing, that's what's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Out of 53 guys, there's always going to be a guy or two who thinks, well, hey, he brought this guy in. Look what he – there's always going to be one or two of those guys when you aren't winning. When you're winning, everybody sucks it up and shut up and play. You know why? Because no one wants to be singled
out as that guy that
looks selfish for complaining when the team is winning.
Mm-hmm.
That's what happens. It's no different. You can't tell me you don't think Antonio Brown wouldn't make this team a better team next year.
Mm-hmm. On the field?
Sure.
Yeah, but we didn't.
Oh, man, him and Alshon would be at the Sixer games together.
You can't play the games on paper, man. We found that out.
Hanging out with Meek Mill.
Oh, yeah, it'd be perfect. He would be so off the charts,
out of control. Right with the rest of them.
888-729-9494. 888-729-9494. Jason Lockenfor is coming up at 4:15. He'll give us the latest on Le'Veon Bell, Antonio Brown, Nick Foles franchise, all of it.
Remember when Jay Ajayi tore up that house he rented out there in Hollywood celebrating?
Yeah,
man. See, we don't care about that stuff when you win.
No.
Got sued for like $45,000.
Yeah, had to pay up.
Yeah. We don't care.
888-729-9494. But when Bryce Harper and Scott Boras are looking at the biggest contract out there and are saying, like, no, that's not good enough, but they don't have an alternative, then what are you supposed to do? But check this out. We have an MLB Network analyst who's saying he'd rather play in San Francisco than Philly. That's coming up in Sounds of the Day. Gabe makes his return to the microphone in spring training, and Stephen A.
Uh-oh.
Talking about Le'Veon Bell and makes a little error in what he was saying. What do you hear this? It's great.
I haven't heard it, so I don't even know.
Oh, love Stephen A.
Yeah, I haven't even heard it.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.